Good evening,
Lost
and God bless you.
Radio.
Good evening, and God bless you to each of you. So glad that you have taken out the time to listen to this broadcast. I'd like to start off today with a song that J-Bass Ministries was blessed to release this year in our first annual review, and I just pray that you are blessed by you, by what you hear, and when we come back, then I will share a little bit more. Yes, I'm a little nervous. I have not done this in a while, and I've just been praying that God will get the glory out of it, so I just make sure that I'm in order. So anyhow, if you would, let's listen to some of this song, and I pray that you are blessed by what you hear, and then we'll be back for the end of the show.
Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. You're a mighty God. You deserve all the glory.
If I never been sick,
if I never been sick,
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know that you could heal me.
If I never been broke,
if I never been broke,
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know you could supply my needs.
If I
And I pray that you were blessed by that piece of the song from J-Bass Song. With the word of God and with the song of praise. And so before I go into prayer, the J-Bass Ministry, the scripture of purpose is found in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. But I want to read a couple of more verses down, verse 14, that kind of sets up our prayer time today. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortune. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. Amen. Father, I thank you so much for this time and this season of life and ministry. God, just to be sitting here outside in this beautiful day and with life going on all around, and that I can realize that I'm alive and well and healthy and whole with the activity of my limbs, clothing my right mind, and that every dream and vision, including Jabez Ministries, and that's included within Jabez Ministries, that God yet lives, and that some of it may still be in seed form, but some of it, God, that you brought to life, and that it's already existing, it's manifested, and that it's maturing. And so I just thank you for this time and this season, and that you would touch each and every one that will listen to this broadcast, that you would continue to bless us, God, that you would continue to let us know that you are our God, and above you there is none other, that, God, we will be strengthened to boldly declare that you are God and that you are our King. The victory even now, that it is so and that it cannot be otherwise, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today is just one of those days that I've been doing so much and on the move, and with the time with the studio and getting all this music produced, that together. Where has Jabez Ministries been? What have we been doing? And even to hopefully share with you how you can be a part. Well, first and foremost, ministry was built around music ministry that God has birthed in me, that as I continue to think about it, that most of my life has been filled with, and really all of my life has been filled with music. That even from a very young child, that I started out singing in the school choir and in the angel choir at church with the other little kids. I just got to develop that over the years, that I was in school choir every year that I could be. We had musical things, and we had music in elementary, and I enjoyed that. And then even into intermediate, middle, and high school, even into 2 years of college, that I was in the school choir, and from seventh grade in the show choir, and danced all the way into 2 years into college. Wasn't the best dancer, but I just loved music, and even now still love to see how all of the arts in some way come together with dance, music, and theater, and all of these things. And so that God is just enlarging our territory to do that and to participate. And so, again, on the music end, that as most of you know, in 2010, God blessed me with Chris Hines and Exclusive Music to record and release. Well, we started quite a few years back in 2010, but in 2010, we did release the Jabez Songbook Volume 1, which featured 15 of my original compositions. And so in 2014, God blessed us to release two more. Kind of got out of order because I'd recorded Volume 2 already, but we had not had a chance to get it mixed and mastered, and so I was waiting on that process. And while we were doing that, Volume 3 was recorded through the Jabez Ministry Studios. God bless me to acquire my own recording equipment and things. And so during that time, we released Volume 3, and we also were blessed. We had a couple other projects that were released during that time as well. And so then which include the New Vision Church Project, the God's Vision Project, and the S. Ashton Adams Collection. I was one of the reasons that I was led to get the recording equipment of my own was because it was just so hard getting in and out of the studio and finding the time to get together. And so God really impressed it upon my heart to do my own, to get my own through the New Vision Church, because we'd attempted to do a recording which failed, just because we didn't have a produced recording from that event and experience. And so I promised them that we were going to have a recording, and we do. And released in 2014 was the New Vision Church Project. It was the first release. And then we have the community group out of Dickinson, Texas, to release their CD project, God's Vision Project. And then also in July, we released J-Bass Songbook Volume 3, as well as the S. Ashton Adams Collection, which features 15 of Minister Adams' original compositions. And so at that time, that made it where the J-Bass Songbook was up to 30 released songs. And so then, of course, I had original music on the New Vision Project and the God Vision Project. So we had over 30 songs at that time released. Well, in 2015, God blessed that J-Bass Songbook Volume 2 was mixed, mastered, and released. J-Bass Songbook Volume 4 and J-Bass Songbook Volume 5. So now God has blessed that we have over 75 original songs released and available through CD Baby. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Amazon. You can even now, I just not too long ago, maybe about a month or two ago, found that you can even listen to the song free of charge on YouTube. So I advise those that, you know, may not necessarily have the money to go and invest or to sow into J-Bass Ministries music ministry, that if you want to just hear the song, because that was the thing in my heart, that God has put so many songs and so much music in my spirit that I want to share that with the entire world. And so that however he got it out, so be it. And that as long as he be glorified, that was the point of it all. And so you can go to www.jbassministries.com. Again, that's www.jbassministries.com, jbassministries.com. And click the music. There you will find all 8 CDs currently available by J-Bass Ministries, along with our single, which was released in the fall and winter of 2014, just in time for Christmas, our Christmas single, Joy to the World. And so you can also find that on the website. And that will give you, once you click on it and go to CD Baby, you see a list of each song that is featured on those projects, and then you can go to any other site to find them, find the music, including YouTube. Just do a search for it, and the music will come up there. And I just pray that you'll be blessed by what you see and what you hear and what God is doing through our music ministry. As most of you know, that God has blessed me to be able to travel throughout several states of the United States and do workshops. 2 years in a row, God has blessed that a J-Bass original has been accepted by the Gospel Music Workshop of America, and to be able to share that in the New Music Seminar and this year with the Men of Promise, the prestigious Men of Promise. That I just count it an honor to see what God is doing in and through our music ministry. And so now God has relocated me to the Oklahoma City area for the purpose of ministry. That don't know everything, don't have everything worked out, but I do know that God has sent me here. And so we're preparing to continue even into greater as to what God will use us to do here. And so I wanted to share some of that with you, that we're preparing for revival at the Mount Triumph Baptist Church here in Oklahoma City, Pastor James Dorn, who has become a great supporter of our ministry and a great promoter of our ministry, and who is doing some great things with the youth here in Oklahoma City. And so that we are, the revival is focused on the youth, and that we're getting ready to launch a youth choir here and have some great things lined up in that respect, or in that aspect of ministry, that we're planning on doing the youth choir and really being able to pour into the children here in this area, the ministry that God has poured into us. And so I'm praying that God would just do something great and mighty. And those of you who are in Oklahoma City, just want to get the word out to you that if you have some youth to sing that you would love to see, be a part of a CD project, and I plan on doing several CD projects, but that we're planning, working on one right now, and that if you want to be a part, please, by all means, contact me at management@jbassministries.com. That's management@jbassministries.com, which also we're planning to get the groundwork done now for a choir in camp in the park, choir camp in the park, and we're working on all of the details of that. But I want you to stay tuned, because what we'll do is we'll be exercising, so that we'll be, of course, that's the reason for being in the park. Else, we could do our choir camp within the church, but we want to get outside of the four walls, and we'll work out, which will take care of our physical needs, and to work on our physical bodies. And then we'll also be going over scripture. We'll be singing, which will help develop our vocals and our music. We'll go through theory, and we'll have chants, and we'll pray, and we'll read scripture. And so I'm just looking forward to the choir camp in the park. And so those of you who would be interested, again, feel free, make sure that in your subject or in the bottom of your email that you let us know what you're interested in working with us on, and I will be sure that we get back with you to get the ball rolling, and that you will remain abreast of what is coming up with JBass Ministries. And do we have the choir camp, but we also will be getting ready to start back our videoing and to get the JBass Today Show moving forward. And so this JBass Ministries radio broadcast, that we will get this back started and get it moving forward. And so that this is part of all of that big process of really relaunching JBass Ministries, and to move forward in all of these dreams and vision and goals that God has placed in us. And I just pray that however you can be a part, that you will be a part. Because we have the studio equipment, I'm offering commercial advertising for our radio broadcast, and because we have video camera equipment, and we're investing even into more recording equipment and video camera equipment, that if you're interested even in advertising through the JBass Ministries Today Show, that we will help you put together your commercial, and we will have slots of 10, 15, 30-second, and even one-minute slots for those of you who will be interested in partnering with us and sharing what God is doing in and through your ministry. And so I am absolutely excited to be around a group of people here in Oklahoma City who see the vision, who are working to help bring it to pass. And so even in this broadcast, that I'll be bringing them on to share more with you about what we're doing, that you may be a part, and that even be benefited by what God is using us to do as we bring forth resources, and we're seeking out resources to be able to help others through TAG services, which is talents and gift services, that whatever gifts and whatever talents that you may have, that we can help you cultivate those and and bring it out and even help you if you don't know what your talents and gifts are, you don't know what your purpose is, that we will be able to work with you to discover those gifts and talents and put you in contact with the resources necessary for you to cultivate those and see them become all that God would have for them to be and have for you to be. I also do want to share with you that I'm going ahead and stepping out by faith to do piano and voice lessons here in the Oklahoma City area, even looking for how we will be able to work that in Houston, maybe out of the month that I'll be in the city and will be able to help those who want to experience a fresh level or fresh perspective of music ministry via voice lessons and piano lessons and teaching you chord progressions and theory and even some vocal techniques and things to help you improve your singing ability, which everything that we mainly do is ministry focused to help you take your ministry to the next level. And so if you are interested, again, all you have to do is email us at management@jbassministries.com. Finally, I'd like to talk about our annual review as well as our New Year's Day celebration that God had blessed us a couple of years, probably about 3 years ago, a couple of years that we did a New Year's Day program. We bring in preachers and singers who would minister that day as we just celebrate God, allowing us to see the beginning of another year that he brought us out of the old into the new. And so that we're planning to bring that back in January of 2016 on New Year's Day. Stay tuned as this broadcast goes forth and we finish the plans and settle everything, that we will let you know when this New Year's, you already know when, because you can mark your calendar now. It will be January the 1st, 9 times out of 10, starting about 5 o'clock that evening. And so we just need to solidify our location, and we'll let you know who all is participating. But who I can tell you will be on the program are the true laborers of Christ, who was also featured in our first annual review, which I'll talk about just a little bit more in just a moment, that True Laborers of Christ has been featured on several of the JBass Ministries projects that have been released. God blessed us to order our robes and get things set up that we may be able to move forward as a choir. We have several members in several areas now, and we're looking to even develop TLOC OKC, getting our TLOC chapter established here in Oklahoma City. And so then not only are we in Oklahoma City, but we're looking to go to Atlanta and to North Carolina and even Chicago. And so if you are interested, we'd love for you to be a part. Again, this time for True Laborers of Christ to be a part of that, all you have to email us at tloc@jbassministries.com. That's tloc@jbassministries.com. If you are interested, no matter what area, we can get you the information on how you can become a part of this gospel singing as and so wherever you are, if you sing and you'd love to be a part of a recording choir, we would love for you to be a part. And again, you can email us at tloc@jbassministries.com. I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do through our New Year's Day celebration as well as the second annual review. What is the review? We just look back at our year in review. What workshops have we been able to do? What singing opportunities, what ministry opportunities, what CDs have we released, what is going on, and just to share that with those of you who believe in what God is using us to do. So if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you would like to participate in any of the things that have been mentioned in today's broadcast, all you have to do is email us at management@jbassministries.com, or if you're interested in singing, tlock@jbassministries.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to today's broadcast. I'm going to play some more of I Wouldn't Know You Like I Do as we get ready to close out. And I pray again that you have been blessed and encouraged, and that something has been shared that you would know that you are welcome to be a part. We love your support. We love for you to partner with us. And again, even if you want to advertise through this broadcast, that you would contact us and that we can get that ball rolling as well. God bless.
Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. You're a mighty God. You deserve all the glory.
If I never be sick.